missing 1/24th, Reb Meir holds, that's called a noy, you dripped him, he has the right to get it back. And Reb Yud holds 1/12th. Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon says, Shmoina pundiyos, na 8 pundiyos to a seller, which is shnei pundi ladina, which is 1/6th. That's Reb Shimon Shita. Reb Shimon holds that by money it has the same halacha as if you're selling something. It's 1/6th. If it got rubbed off the coin, that's less 1/6th of its weight, the way it's supposed to be, that's called a noy. You can't give away such a coin. Now, ad mosai mutal hazer, if the person received such a coin from you, until when can he come back and exchange it? So, b'kroch, if he lives in the city, ad kidei shiyir l'shachani, until he has time to take it home and show it to his money changer, and the person will tell him, listen, this coin is not a good coin. Then he has a right to still to come back to you. But once he waited longer than that, we say he's meichel. Pikfor, if he lives in the village, then ad arve shabbosis. He has to wait until at least Erev Shabbos. So Rashi says, because Erev Shabbos, shabbol hoi tzib Erev Shabbos, l'sudah Shabbos, people go to buy things for sudah Shabbos. Oz yadayim yochol tziyoy. So when you go down to the marketplace, you'll see if you can buy your fish or not with this coin. If you see the people don't accept this coin, so then you realize something's wrong with the coin. Then you should come right back and complain. But if you don't come back after that, then we say Yomokom. Now, Imho Yomakira. Let's say the one that gave you the coin recognized that this coin was no good. Or even later on, whenever you come to return back to him, the one that gave you the coin recognizes that it was his coin and it wasn't a good one. So, even if he only comes back to you 12 months later, you should accept it back and give him another one. And we'll see in the Gemara why. This also means this milsa de chasidus, he should do this. But the only all of elat rumus. If you did not do it though, then he only has complaints against you. Mitzad hadin, once he waited so long, more than the Mishnah says, either to Erev Shabbos or else the Shoyu Shechani, then he can't ask for it back anymore. So therefore, it's only as milsa chasid. It's only to rumus. He only has the right to complain. That's all, but not that he really has to give it to you. He has to get it back. Now, v'noisna l'maisa sheni. If you have this coin that's rubbed off a little bit, that some of the mishkal is missing of it, some of its weight is missing, still you're allowed to use it to be paid the maisa sheni with it. V'yein ha'cheshes, you don't have to be afraid about it. Sheinu elo nefesh ro, because somebody that does not use such a coin is a nefesh ra, a bad heart. In other words, usually people still use it. So therefore, it's still called the coin, it has usage to it, therefore it could be mechalel maisa sheni on it. Now the Gemara says, Uramini, I have a question. In the Brice it says, Akama teya selachaseira. V'yiya boy no, how much is the coin missing? How much weight of this coin rubbed off it? That you could say, there's a no. The person that received it feels that he's gypped, and he has the right to come back to complain to you. So the Brice says, Akama teya selachaseira. V'yiya boy no. And it says, di shiurim. So, it says, Ad kam until how much te asela chasero v'yiyo bo'eno. And now Mishnah says, kam te asela chasero v'layiyo bo'eno. And it will not be eno. Mashmer, if it's only missing this much, it's not called eno yet. And now Mr. Mashmer has to be missing more than this. Like our Mishnah says, kam te asela chasero v'layiyo bo'eno. And it's not considered like eno, only more than this. And in the Brice it says, no. Ad kam te asela chasero v'yiyo bo'eno. Mashmu with these shiurim, either 1/24th or 1/12th or 1/6th, it is called Oino. So it's a stira. So my answer is Amra Papa Kasha. Tana di Dana Tana of our Mishnah, Kochoshiv Milmata Lamala. He's gone like from down and up. Like meant to say, up until this is not called Oino. But once you reach this year, it is called Oino. And Tana Bro, the Brisa, Tana the Brisa, Kochoshiv Milmata Lamata, from above till here. So you have to say, like, if you drip it more than this, for sure it's called Oino. Up until this is called Ano. But they both agree to the same share, that if the coin is missing 1/24th or 1/12th or 1/6th, Market Islay, that's called Ano. Then you have a right to come back and complain and get another coin. He gave you the wrong coin. Yeah. So there's no theory. The Mishnah also means that. Then you go from downwards upwards. Like Ad Kamo, how much is missing up until that? And it's not called Ano. But once it gets to 1/24th, the 1/24th, according to Rabbi Meir, that's called Ano. Now the Gemara is, Maishna b'sel de pligi, or Maishna b'talas le pligi. How come here now Mishnah, how much this seller a coin is missing? It's a machlekes, how much makes it into Ano. But the Mishnah before, the Gemara before, about when I sell you something, like by closing the value of it, There we say that if it's less than 1/6, that's called Einor. How come then we have Machlaikas 1/24, 1/12, and by closing, by utensils, yeah, before everybody agrees it's 1/6. Yeah. Rashi just said, that's the Gemara says, Chalis, because Stam Schurik, the Tanan Boliel, Yeshtus Lemekach. Stam selling things in 1/6, and there we have a bigger share, 1/24. So Gemara says, Gemara says, Amar Rabba says, Man Tana Talis, Rabbi Shimini, Enechanami. Who's the Tana of the Lachas before that we said 1/6? That's according to Rabbi Shimon and our Mishnah. The Rabbi Shimon here says also by a coin is the same shear, it's 1/6. And the machlokes is not equal. Just the lachas before we had only goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Abaye Ram Abaye says no. Talis achtus mochel inish. Talis up until the 6th, if the guy charges you too much, only up until the 6th, it's a svar you being Michael. Why? The Amri Inshi people say, Osig legabecho, that when you come to buy clothing for yourself, spend a lot of money. It's okay. But she says, also l'gabecha, ha'tzarach l'chsois gufach, when you have to clothe yourself, the gabach, kana b'yeker, even though it means to spend a lot, it's important to have good clothing. But the shavu l'karsecha, for when you go to buy food for your stomach, only buy the exact amount. For the machech, Rashi says, l'tikne l'bishavin, when you come to buy food, only buy the way it's worth, not more than that. So kitzikos, because clothing is covered for the person, you have to buy what you good clothing. Mashen kein food, that way you have to buy exactly what you need. So therefore, people are moichol upon clothing. Mashen kein, they're not moichol, vice versa upon coins. So therefore, coins, it's a bigger question, how much is cold I know. Now, Sela, the Mar says as far as this. Sofer Mar just says as far as that by talis, the reason why only offer talishtus, because less than a 6th, the person is meichel. Because a person wants to buy clothing, even though you charge him more, he'll pay for it. But sela, a coin, kivon de leisagi lei meichel. Like here it's a svara, once the coin got ruined, rubbed off, so people don't use it, doesn't go into currency anymore. So once it doesn't go into currency, it's leisagi, people are not meichel, they want it back. Yeah. Gufa, what we learned before, gufa, how much is the coin missing? And it has a dinanor. That's what we learned. That's what Mishnah says. So how much is the coin missing? Rabbi Meir Oima Arba Isoros. Isla dinner. Rabbi Meir Shitri is 1/24. And Isla for dinner, that's the shear of Oino. If it got rubbed off from its weight, less than 1/24, that's called Oino. Rabbi Yudu Oimer Dalid Pundiyos. Pundi la dinner. Yudhishita is now 4 pundiyos to a seller, which is a pundi into a dinner, which is 1/12. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Shemaina pundiyos. 8 pundiyos to a seller, which is Shnei pundi la dinner, which has come out to 1/6. It's 1/6 of the coin. If 1/6 gets rubbed off, that's called Enor. Yes, or Akain, let's say more than this got rubbed off, then Merkur v'shaveho. Then you could sell it at its normal price. Merkur v'shaveho. So Rashi says the Kama Forish law means Yisera Kain means Shaloi Pochsa Kadeino, means that less than this really was missing. If less than this amount is missing from the coin, then you could use it normal, it's okay. Yisera Kain, Merke B'Shaveho. Now, Ad Kama Tifchas, V'yei Rishoy L'Kain Lo, Ad Kama Tifchas, till how much is missing, V'yei Rishoy L'Kain, when you're still allowed to hold on to the coin. Like, till how much is missing of it, and you can still hold on to it. So it says, the seller ad shekel. If you have a coin that first was a seller, and now it rubbed off to be a shekel, which is a shekel is half of a seller, that's still okay. Because the next size coin is a shekel. So even though first it was a seller, but now if it rubbed off to be the size of a shekel, still it's good. Rashi says, the seller ad shekel. Seller ad tavua. You had a coin that was started out to be a seller. Ul perches vaylich, and it got rubbed off part of the coin. At shekel, now it's only up to a shekel. The locher is mutter l'kaim, you'll not hold on to it. You won't come to fool people with it. L'mercher b'sel, to use it as a seller. Because the fish apoksa shalai nikar, everybody sees how much it's worth less. Like we have something that first was a half a dollar, and now it got down to the size of a quarter. People will know you can't use it for half a dollar. But no, clearly it's only a quarter now. Avol mishepochas mishekel. But once it got worse, less, it got rubbed off more than a shekel, like kameno, then you can't keep it anymore. Rashi's official bo l'ramos, because you come to fool people or l'maisper and to sell it. But tera shekel shein tchash l'nikol l'gav b'shekel m'terech shurochav shemitchil haya seller. Like if you started out with a half a dollar and now it got rubbed off. So if it got rubbed off down to halfway, okay, for a quarter it could still be used. But if it got rubbed down more than half of that, it's not even worth a quarter, now you can't use it anymore. Because since it's wide, people won't realize how much it went down. So therefore, if you have this coin that was first the width of the seller, and then it got rubbed off. So if it got rubbed off halfway down, you could still use it as a shekel, which is half of a seller. But once it got rubbed off more than that, you shouldn't use it. The dinner, if you had a coin that started off to be like a dinner, ad roiva, if it gets rubbed off to a quarter of it, still you can still use it. Tochus mekan, less than this, it is, tochus mekanis, if it got less than this, less than a quarter in issa, it's another size, also, then you can't use it. Also, we'll soon explain why not. Rashi says, bedinner ad roiva, if you had a dinner, if the coin was only a dinner, nifchas ad shamad ad roiva, mutet, if it got rubbed off, that's now to only a quarter of that size, still you're allowed to keep it. And that's talking even now, it's a quarter of the size. So later the Gemara asks the question, how come by a seller you said only halfway down, only till a shekel? And here we're saying if you start out with a dinner, it could even go down to a quarter. But more than that, then it's us. We'll soon see. Now it says, I raised it, such a coin that you're not allowed to use, so I raised it, lo yimachreni, you're not allowed to sell it. Lo yimachreni, not to a merchant, lo yimachoram. Choram Rashi says, or Adam, honest, the person that grabs away. Not to a person that kills people. Because they'll fool other people. Like if you sell them this coin, they're going to use this coin on other people. So you're not going to give it over to these people. Now, Ella, what should you do with this coin that got rubbed off so much it's not usable? Ella, yikvenu, you should make a person hole through it. Yikvenu. V'yitlenu b'tzava b'noi, oy b'tzava b'itoi. Me'yuzah for a necklace. And put it around your neck of your son, around the neck of your daughter. That's what you should do with such a coin that got rubbed off more than it's supposed to, because you're not allowed to use it now. So you should take it out of currency and make a hole through it and just use it as a necklace. Now we'll explain it. Oh, mama, what did we just say before? The seller, a shekel. If you started out with a coin worth the size of a seller, and it got rubbed down, it got smaller, up to the size of a shekel, which is half of a seller. So you're allowed to use it. More than that, no. The dinner, if you start out with a coin the size of a dinner, add right, but then it got rubbed down, until a quarter of it, it's also usable. The question is why? My shenov the seller, check how come if you have the size of a seller? You can let it rub down until a shekel, or my shenov the dinner, add raiva. How come by a dinner, up until a raiva it's good? Or my shenov the dinner, up until a quarter? Why by a dinner could it be rubbed down more than a